This week, I'm a member of a group on Facebook, a Church of Christ group on Facebook, and there's several men from all over the world in this group. And there was some men from, I think it was either Uganda or somewhere, one of those African countries, had posted a question and asked, why does the Church of Christ take the Lord's Supper on the first day of the week? And the answers that came back kind of sat with me wrong. Because the first thing that somebody said was, because it's commanded. So I got thinking about all the scriptures about the Lord's Supper, and I thought, well, it's not really commanded. We use apostolic example. In Acts 20, verse 7, it says, on the first day of the week when we met to break bread, Paul began to speak to the people, and because he intended to leave the next day, he extended his message until midnight. They had gathered together to take the Lord's Supper on the first day of the week. There's another place where Paul says that, so you don't have to take up special collections for me. When you're gathered together on the first day of the week, save up your money and give it then. And that was one of the arguments was, the denominational world, they take up a collection, but they don't take the Lord's Supper every Lord's Day. Well, then I got thinking more about it, and I thought, why is it that it sits so wrong with me, that whole idea of we're doing it because we're commanded to do it? Then it hit me. If you're doing anything for the Lord because you have to, that's the wrong reason. If you're here to take the Lord's Supper today because you think you were commanded to do it and you have to do it, you've got the wrong attitude. If you give your money to the church because you think you have to do it, it's the wrong attitude. If you're just here today because you think you have to be here, it's the wrong attitude. You should have the I get to attitude. I'm here because I get to be here with you people today. I take the Lord's Supper today because I get to remember Him the way He said to. And this is when we've chosen to do it. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting in verse 23, we see what Paul told the church at Corinth, because they had things a little mixed up when it came to the Lord's Supper. He says, the teaching, this is coming from the easy-to-read version, the teaching I gave you is the same that I received from the Lord. On the night when the Lord Jesus was handed over to be killed, He took bread and gave thanks for it. Then He divided the bread and said, this is My body. It is for you. Eat this to remember Me. In the same way, after He ate, Jesus took the cup of juice and said, this cup represents the new agreement from God, which begins with My blood sacrifice. When you drink this, do it to remember Me. This means that every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you're telling others about the Lord's death until He comes again. After He instituted this Lord's Supper, the next day He shed His blood on the cross to sacrifice His life for our sins. So to this day, we still take this supper to show the world how important He is to us and to remember that He died so that we could live and be in heaven someday. Our Father, great God in heaven, we come before Your throne now, partaking of this memorial that Jesus left for us, partaking the bread that represents His body that was broken for us and beaten and abused, and the juice that represents the blood that was shed for us to cover our sins. We thank You so much, Father, for the opportunity we have through Jesus to be with You in heaven someday. Be with each and every one of us now as we proclaim His death and ultimately His resurrection until He returns again. As we look forward to that time, Father, in Jesus' name I pray.